The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The European Commission, as I said, has confirmed that Brazilian beef and other products will be banned from the EU from the 3rd of September unless Brazil complies now with EU rules on antibiotic use in animals throughout their lifetime. And the IFA have welcomed the move as an important first step. And here to speak to us in more detail on all of this is Adam Woods, who's the editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, and Francie Gorman, president of the Irish Farmers Association. Adam, I might come to you first. Will you just lay out exactly what's happened here for people who aren't as closely abreast of the story as your good self?
Yeah, so since 2024, there's been a provisional list of third countries that comply with EU requirements around antimicrobial use and antibiotic use in animals. So on the 12th of May this week, member states have voted to remove Brazil from that list of countries, and that's due to their standards of production and their antibiotic usage and their, I guess, non-adherence to antimicrobial, we'll say, you know, in terms of the use of antibiotics in animals. So they don't have procedures in place to curtail the use of antibiotics, and that's why the EU has removed them from the list.
Okay. And indeed, the Irish Farmers Journal has previously done investigative reporting on all of this, haven't they?
Yeah, I was out there in November, just November 2020, along with the IFA, and we went into shops, we went into farm stores, we were able to buy antibiotics across the counter without tag numbers of animals, without herd numbers, without identity, we'll say documentation, without even Portuguese, to be honest. We just pointed at the antibiotics that we wanted. We paid for them with cash, paid them with card, and they were high-level critical antibiotics that's actually reserved for human use in the EU, but here in Brazil, anybody can go in and get them, anybody can purchase them. And the biggest thing of all is there's no system for recording the sale of those antibiotics or no system for recording the use of those antibiotics. So that's the huge issue here in terms of equivalent standards. It's a difference of day and night between Brazil and Ireland.
Yeah, so a much looser system, a lack of regulation. And of course, these rules that the EU want to apply to wherever is selling their beef and their meat products into the EU, this is all part of what's called their One Health agenda, Adam. Isn't that right?
That's it. So when we talk about One Health, we talk about, I guess, human health and animal health transversing across. And we need to be very, very careful. You know, antimicrobial resistance in terms of antibiotics not working in humans or animals is a great challenge of our time, and it will become an increasing challenge. And I guess for Brazil to have no standards around that antibiotic usage, that's really concerning. And look, it's a positive move for the EU to do this, to ban this beef from the 3rd of September, because it's not right that Brazil can proceed the way they're going with antibiotic sales.
And maybe lastly, before I let you go, Adam, just remind people as well why antibiotic resistance is an issue.
Yeah, so I guess they aren't making new antibiotics. So in terms of that critical antibiotic, we'll say we need to reserve those for human health and use them as a last-ditch effort to save people. I talked to Professor Martin Cormackson as part of that, we'll say, investigation in Brazil, and he talked about people, you know, dying today because we don't have access and because some of those antibiotics have become resistant and some of those bacteria and viruses have become resistant to antibiotics. So it's a huge issue and it's going to be a bigger issue going forward. So we need to be very careful around the use and very prudent use of antibiotics.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Adam Woods there, the editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. Francie Gorman is on the line as well, president of the Irish Farmers Association. You must be pleased, Francie, you have raised concerns about Brazilian beef in the past.
Good evening, Ciara. We are pleased that the European Union decided to take this decision, but I, after being in Brazil with the Irish Farmers Journal last October, I met with Commissioner Vahely the following day and outlined our concerns about production systems in Brazil, the availability of antibiotics and hormones. And he did say in that meeting that he took this issue very seriously. We forwarded on the report from our trip to Brazil, and they have taken this decision. And the concern, I suppose, around the decision is that they were given Brazil until September to get their house in order. Whereas in actual fact, we have history here. If you go back to 2024, when hormone beef came in, they said there were protocols been put in place and it wouldn't happen again. And yet, lo and behold, in 2025, we had hormone beef imported into the European Union from Brazil and consumed by European citizens. So for us, we believe that there should be an absolute ban on Brazilian beef and chicken coming in immediately. If you look at our trading relations with the likes of China, if an issue comes up with BSE, in the morning, we're out of that market immediately. So it does give Brazilian farmers a competitive advantage in how they use hormones, not just in the finishing stage.
Sure, but that was picked up on from previously. The hormone beef was picked up previously, Francie. Does this not prove, in a way, that the EU, their standards and their regulations are working, that they have highlighted the issue with antibiotics? I know you have as well, but they have, at a kind of a governance level, have highlighted the issue with the antibiotics. They're now saying from September it will be banned, and unless Brazil gets its house in order and complies, they won't be able to do this. Does this not say that the system is kind of working?
It doesn't really, because we have form here that this has happened before, and time and time again they've given the Brazilians a chance to get their house in order and they haven't done so. And what we did see when we were out there last October, and indeed 20 years before that, and in the intervening period between, they don't want to get their house in order. They don't want to meet the regulatory standards that we have to adhere to as farmers and processors in Europe. And really and truly what it shows is that the systems, the self-regulation systems that they have in Brazil, can't be depended on to ensure that this beef doesn't come in to the European Union produced without hormones. And it does give them a competitive advantage that we don't have as farmers. There's a public health issue here. And as Adam said earlier on, there's a huge antimicrobial resistance issue here.
Yeah, I think that is the issue. But they've now been banned, Francie. They've now been banned from September.
32,000 people died from antimicrobial resistance in Brazil alone last year. There's a proposed ban in September, and the fear here is that they're going to give Brazil another chance once again to say, we have our house in order, nothing to see here, move on.
They said it's banned, Francie, from September.
If they don't get their house in order, is my understanding. And I don't believe that they will get their house in order, and I believe it should be banned immediately.
But there is a simple thing that Brazilian beef, then, as it comes in, can be checked. I mean, you can check for antibiotics within the beef.
Yeah, we know that checks and balances are not in the system. When hormone beef was discovered in the system last November, it was done through a spot check, not a routine inspection. And unfortunately, the systems and the checks and balances in Brazil are not there at farm level, or at level where you purchase, as Adam said, purchase these products in the stores to record for who they're sold to and who uses them. And until such a time as they have those systems in place, like we have here in Europe.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate what you're saying, but are we not kind of going round in a circle? EU have said that they will ban it unless their house is in order, unless beef that they produce and that they sell into the EU complies with our standards, so therefore don't have these high levels of antibiotics, and particularly the antibiotics that are used also in humans and all of that.
We have been down this road on numerous occasions in the last 20 years, and at the end of the day, the European Commission and the European Union have asked themselves, are they prepared to put the health of European citizens and the standards to which we want food served and consumed by European citizens?
But Francie, they're not. They're already saying that they're not going to, that they are going to ban the beef unless it complies. So I would presume from that in order to see if it complies, this beef will be tested.
And I think here I've made the point twice already to you. We've been down this road before. In 2024, when hormone beef came in, we were told that it wouldn't happen again, that the protocols would be put in place.
Are you saying you don't trust the bona fides of the EU, or are you saying you don't trust the ability of them to run checks?
What I'm saying is that after meeting Commissioner Vahely, I was actually there was a confidence there that at least he was going to take on this issue, and he said if this meat is not produced to the standards that we expect it to be, it will be banned. Now they're going to ban it from September if Brazil get their house in order. And what I'm saying is,
if they don't get their house in order,
we have been down this road before. They have not got their house in order. And what we've seen from when we were out there last October, they have no intention of getting their house in order. And that's why we believe, until there's a proper system put in place, both for the sale and the use of antibiotics and hormones in Brazil, to be able to verify that it's not used in the way it shouldn't be, that beef shouldn't be coming entirely.
So I'm just asking you a last question, really. So are you saying you don't trust the bona fides of the EU on this, or you don't trust their system of checks?
It's not that trust is a word that you can throw around in a way that it shouldn't be used. I don't trust the systems in Brazil to be able to verify that.
Okay, but what about the systems in Europe?
I think the systems in Europe work good if they're applied. But the European Commission need to be more stringent in how they apply these tests to the products that are coming in from Brazil. And at the moment, that's not happening. And what they should do is, instead of talking about trust, they should just ban the product from coming in until such a time as we have systems in place that can verify how this product is produced.
Okay. We shall leave it there. I've no doubt we probably will be coming back to this. I suppose the whole thing is because the EU want to do a trade deal with Brazil and these other countries. So they see benefits here as well as risks. And that's what's happening here. But thank you very much there to Francie Gorman, the president of the Irish Farmers Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.